With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. The city of Portage is trying to decide what to do about its deer problem. Deer can often do damage to yards and even cause car accidents. The Portage Environmental Board will hold a public meeting about the issue Thursday night, including a presentation by a Kalamazoo Christian High School class. WMUK's Rebecca Thiel has more.
In suburban areas, deer are often a problem. But perhaps that problem has grown out of control in Portage. Ruth Caputo chairs the city's environmental board.
We're having complaints of damage to landscaping, people with so much scat in their yard that they're reluctant to use it, especially for children, and the nuisance of having a lot of wild animals in what is supposed to be an urban area.
That nuisance sometimes means car accidents. In 2014, there were more than 800 crashes caused by deer in Kalamazoo County. But deer complaints are pretty common. Portage wanted some hard data to back them up. So the environmental board turned to Kalamazoo Christian High School teacher Steve Dyke.
We had a connection with somebody who was on the board, and she contacted us at first and just said, hey, can you do some background material for us, look some stuff up, maybe some case studies or some graphs? And it's kind of evolved into us going out into the community, talking to people, and actually doing the deer survey for an entire class period.
Using deer tracks, Dyke students found out that there are about 2,400 deer in Portage. Senior Ryan Wonderly says to do the survey, they split up into eight groups and drove 250 miles worth of Portage roads.
We recorded the location of the tracks, the number of tracks, and then what direction of travel they were going in.
As you would expect, Steve Dyke says the neighborhoods that had the most deer were in areas surrounded by pockets of woods.
Most of the populations you see around 30 deer per square mile are healthy populations. And we were seeing numbers in the 2, 3, 4, 500 range. And, you know, that's getting up there, especially for places with roads with speed limits of 50, 55 miles per hour.
But controlling deer isn't easy for urban areas that often have strict gun laws. This past summer, the city of Ann Arbor hired trained sharpshooters to help control their deer population. Dyke says that resulted in resident protests.
We just feel it's better for the community to be involved. When you look at sharpshooters coming in at night, shutting down parks, you know, for a city to do that for our suggestion, it doesn't seem like the best thing to do.
Instead, Dyke's students, a quarter of which are hunters, came up with another plan. They suggested a community-wide hunt using only bows and crossbows. Dyke says you aren't allowed to fire rifles in most areas of Portage. The hunt would take place on lots of 5 acres or more, and people would only shoot does.
There are a lot of large bucks in the area. There are a lot of people who would be interested in coming in and just trophy hunting. But when we talk with the DNR, who we did a lot of talking with, one of the suggestions is when you shoot a buck, you basically get rid of one deer out of the population. When you shoot a doe, you're getting rid of for sure one, but up to 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 or 6 potential deer in the future.
But if you're not into hunting, senior Alex Pease says there are a lot of things Portage residents can do to deter deer.
Such as planting shrubs that deer don't like to eat or even fencing in their yard.
The best advice? If you don't want deer, don't feed them. Dyke says deer aren't picky eaters. Here's senior Emily Brown.
I think we were going across center and we saw a bird feeder on one side of the street and there were deer tracks going towards the bird feeder and they were crossing center. And that's a pretty popular road, center between Oakland and Southwestnage. So it was very scary because it could have caused an accident just having that bird feeder on the other side.
Residents of Portage can attend an informational meeting about the deer problem tonight at 7 in Portage City Hall. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.